This often goes really under the radar when it comes to the Trump administration, and something in particular that I'm really passionate about because it is so awful. The Trump administration often has tried to and has successfully deported individuals to countries they have never been to before. See, a lot of people come into the United States seeking asylum. Let's say they're trying to escape a situation where they're in fear for their life. And let's say they came from country A. Well, if the Trump administration decides to rip apart their legal status and arrest them, they're not allowed to I'm literally speaking about this as if these individuals are not human beings, because that's how the Trump administration treats these individuals. We're shipping them. These are like, they're not people, which is why it infuriates me so badly. But the Trump administration is not allowed in that instance to send said person back to country A. They're just not, right? Let's say a judge has issued, they have an asylum claim. It says, you know, you cannot deport this person back to country A because they are in fear for their life. So the way that the Trump administration figured out they could sort of work around this is, let's just deport people to random countries they've never been to. Is that's allowed? A federal judge said it was illegal. Then another federal judge was like, it's not illegal, sort of. It's kind of illegal. And then it just kind of became a black hole. A federal judge was like, it's fine for now. And so they've been doing this, although it's hard to keep track of how many people it's actually happened to and all these different things. And we learned this week about a woman who was deported to the Congo, originally from Colombia, and a judge ordered the Trump administration to bring her back because, according to the judge, the law was most likely violated by deporting this 55-year-old individual. I want to break down the story because it's so sad, so tragic. I'm really hoping that the Trump administration decides to do the right thing. This might echo in your mind a little bit about Kilmar Obrego Garcia, somebody that the Trump administration sent away, and a judge was like, the Supreme Court said, you need to bring him back. But this has been happening a lot. This is a TikTok I actually made about a separate instance of this happening, but down a similar vein. Take a listen to this. Before we do, really quick, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Walker channel. It means a lot. If you go right down below, check out my YouTube channel. Really, really helps me out. I'm like this close to 250,000 subscribers, which is insane to say. Like, so crazy. I just want to thank each and every one of you who've shown so much support over my channel. I love you guys. You're the best here on the Adam Walker channel. Obviously trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media and all the lies we hear every single day, and do so by uplifting Gen Z voices. You know, I know you see Micah Irfan on this channel sometimes. You see obviously Adam Mockler, me, and so if you appreciate all of that, it'd mean a lot if you like on this video and subscribe here to the Adam Mockler channel if you haven't already. Let's take a listen. That's actually not true. We just learned about another set of 9 people who were sent to Cameroon. None of them are from Cameroon. One of those individuals, a 37-year-old man originally from Zimbabwe. He had lived in the United States for 15 years. He fled Zimbabwe originally because he refused to join their military, was arrested, managed to get out of that situation, and obviously feared for his life. So he came to the United States. DHS recently picked him up. And the thing is, a judge was like, you cannot send this man back to Zimbabwe. He could lose his life. The Trump administration gets around this by being like, okay, we'll send him somewhere random. So he describes this, he's still in Cameroon to this day, he describes this as being like a UPS package. Like, he's basically loaded onto a plane on a runway in Louisiana in shackles and does not know where he's going until he's in the air and he's told he's going to a country he's never been to before, Cameroon. What about, of those 9 individuals, another one, a 20-year-old girl who fled Ghana because she was going to lose her life, still in Cameroon. And she's like, it's hell because the Cameroonian government is like, we want you to go back to Ghana if you want to leave. And she's like, that's like signing my death certificate. I can't go back there. So she's just stuck in a detention center in Cameroon, somewhere she's never been forever. Fuck you, by the way, the person who made this TikTok. So again, that was a TikTok that I made, and it went pretty viral over on Instagram. And I feel like a lot of people were saying, oh my God, like, this is so mind-blowing that no one talks about this. And again, in all the flood of, frankly, shit we hear about the Trump administration, these types of things are things that go under the radar. And it's stunning to think about, again, individuals who are being sent to countries they've never been to before and essentially stuck. They don't want to go back to, obviously, the country that they originally fled from. It is so, so, so tragic. One more thing here before we loop back to the original story. Again, all of what Donald Trump is doing with immigration
is obviously being reflected in the poll numbers, not just immigration, the economy, foreign policy. Like every single issue Donald Trump is underwater on, and he is underwater by a lot. Take a listen.
Where are we now? What a different world. Oy vey, if I'm the president of the United States, because just take a look here. Okay, Latino voters on Trump. He won a record share for a Republican presidential nominee, 46% of that vote, going all the way back since we had the advent of exit polls back in 1972. And look at where he is today. His job approval rating in an average of CNN polls this year, 28%. That is an 18-point drop. The bottom has completely fallen out when it comes to Donald Trump and Latino voters. He won record numbers of them back in 2024, and they have abandoned him with the utmost just dislike of what he is doing so far, just 28%, a drop of 18 points.
Now, among Latinos, it was Latino men who were driving this movement toward him in 2024. Where are they now?
Yeah, you think that this movement is a lot? What about Latino men? Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, Latino male voters. In the 2024 election versus Kamala Harris, look at this. Trump won him by 10 points. Look at the net approval rating now, minus 41.
I mean, that is 41 is truly stunning. And again, this is every issue, every demographic we see polls like this. And again, every network, whether it's CNN, Fox News has run polls very similar to this. Like across the board, every demographic, every issue, you see things like this. Originally plus 10, for example, Latino male voters on Trump, plus 10 versus Harris, now minus 41. And it's because of obviously a lot of what we saw with ICE, but also relating to issues like this. So let's break this down a little bit. The unusual ruling came after the judge found the Trump administration had most likely violated the law by deporting the 55-year-old woman to the African country, despite its refusal to take her. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday, this article being from last week, May 13th, ruled on Wednesday that the Trump administration had most likely violated the law by deporting a Colombian woman to the Democratic Republic of Congo in April, despite that country's refusal to take her, which is key. The judge ordered the administration to return the woman, Adriana Maria Carraz Zapata, I believe, 55, to the United States, a rare instance of a judge doing so amid the administration's deportation campaign. The ruling was not yet listed in a public docket on Wednesday night, but it was shared with the New York Times by Ms. Zapata's lawyer. Both U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the State Department are under pressure from the White House to find places to deport migrants whom the government cannot send to their home countries, usually because a judge has ruled that they will most likely face persecution and torture there. As a workaround, the administration has been cutting deals with countries that are willing to accept these migrants. Congo has agreed to accept some, but refused on medical grounds to accept Ms. Zapata, court records show. Ms. Zapata has diabetes, lip edema, and hypothyroidism, according to her lawyer, Lauren O'Neill. Because of those conditions, the Congolese Interior Ministry told ICE in a letter that it could not accept her because it could not provide adequate medical care, according to the letter, which was obtained by the Times. Quote, "The government sent her to the DRC anyway," the judge wrote, also saying sending plaintiff to DRC, therefore, was likely illegal. Federal law allows the government to deport people to countries other than their own. This is just the most like shockingly gross, disgusting statement I've read. This is like one of the few times I feel like I look at a federal law and I'm just like, how is this possible? But that law requires that the new country agree to accept them. And so that's the key, that the DRC said we cannot take care of her medically, and the Trump administration sent her there anyway. Again, this case has echoes to that of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man who was wrongly deported to El Salvador last year. Ms. Zapata fled from her former partner, a man tied to the Colombian National Police, who she said raped and beat her with impunity, according to an interview she gave with the New York Times last week from the Congolese hotel where she's been staying. In 2025, after a U.S. immigration court considered documentary evidence and her testimony, a judge ruled the government could not send her back to her home country because she would most likely face torture. Now, Ms. Zapata, in the hotel just outside the Congolese capital with 14 other migrants deported by the Trump administration, said she was terrified of what would happen next. Quote, "I'm always in my room 24/7. I'm scared all the time." Judge Leon ordered the administration to tell him by Friday evening, I'm recording this video on Sunday, what steps it had taken to return Ms. Zapata to the United States. The judge, who was nominated by the federal bench by President George George W. Bush separately drew Mr. Trump's ire last month after ordering a halt to the construction of the new White House ballroom. And I will keep you updated on this and here on the Adam Mockler channel. The other thing about this is she has said to other news outlets that she's, or her lawyer has stated, excuse me, to other news outlets that Ms. Zapata is scared she's going to die because she's not receiving medical treatment for a lot of the conditions that she has, most specifically diabetes. So in her hotel room, that again, she's essentially stuck. She's forced to stay there. And anytime she leaves, if she wants to leave, which is rarely, she's like has to be under supervision from the Congolese government. And she's very sick. She's very, very sick. And that's part of the reason this judge also saying you need to get her back here ASAP. So we will keep you updated here again on the Adam Mockler channel. And I will also make a video about this on my YouTube channel as well. So make sure you hit subscribe down below to both my YouTube channel and here on the Adam Mockler channel. We really appreciate all your support. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. And I will see you in the next one.